with Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, a grenade and gunfire attack in the Belgian city of Liège has left 4 dead, including 2 teenagers and 64 injured. Officials say the incident's not related to terrorism. It's believed there was only one attacker and that person has died. Belgian police have just given this update.
This man arrived on the Place Lambert. He got himself positioned on one of the rooftops. He fired and threw 3 grenades. We know this is absolutely certain.
The Stephen Lawrence murder trial has been shown footage of obscene racist rants by 2 men accused of killing him. Both deny murdering the 18-year-old the previous year. Post-mortem results show a mother and her 2 sons died from stab wounds at their house in Pudsey on Sunday. Police say the boy's father, Richard Smith, died of smoke inhalation after killing Claire Smith and their sons, 9-year-old Ben and Aaron, who was 1. A government-commissioned report says we need cheaper parking and a national market day if the high street is to survive. Politicians asked Mary Portas, known as the Queen of Shops, to come up with an action plan to save Britain's struggling retail industry. Scientists in Switzerland hunting for an elusive subatomic particle say they found intriguing hints it exists. The Higgs boson, otherwise known as the God particle, is believed to be a basic building block of the universe. Physicist Jerome Gauntlet says if it exists, it could help explain many mysteries of the universe, including how particles interact with each other.
Some elementary particles interact with this Higgs field, which is pervading throughout all of the universe, in a very easy way, and are therefore massless, and some get all caught up and stuck in the Higgs field and therefore get this mass.
And Scotland captain Darren Fletcher is to take an extended break from football for health reasons. The Manchester United midfielder has been suffering with a chronic inflammatory bowel condition. That's the latest. I'm Claire Gregory.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Count the Phoenix FM travel news with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between junction 29 and 30 because of major road widening work. Wash Road is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction, and there's major roadworks on the A130 Sadler's Farm roundabout in South Benfleet at the A13 Junction. Live incidents queuing traffic on the M25 clockwise between junction 29 and 27 in the roadworks area. Travel time, there's an extra 45 minutes. Also slow traffic on the M25 clockwise at the A282 QE2 bridge because of an accident involving three lorries earlier on. All lanes have been reopened. Travel time is an extra 20 minutes here. Congestion is back to before junction 30. You'll find that Ingrave Road is slow northbound around Wilson's Corner. And Ongar Road is slow southbound at the A123 High Street Junction. Shenfield Road is slow westbound at the A128 Ongar Road Junction. And the High Street in Brentwood is slow eastbound westbound at the B185 Kings Road Junction. And the trains and tubes look fine.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I am with you until 6 o'clock. Don't forget that joining me very, very shortly, she's all ready and prepared, is Vicky Davis. She is going to be speaking about first aid. So this is going to be relevant to all of you, seeing as we are all human beings. So I hope you stay tuned for that. Right, let's listen to some Sugar Babes first.
7 hours since you went away. 11 coffees, Ricky Lake on play. But late at night when I'm feeling blue, I sell my ass before I think of you. 7 hours since you closed the door. Started a diet, got a manicure. Erase your number from my telephone. And if you call me, my brain.
FM.
Mum, I want to talk to you about the things you've packed to take to your new care home tomorrow.
Yes, darling?
Well, you've packed your dancing shoes.
That's right, darling. They have all sorts of entertainment at Anisha Grange, and I want to be ready to party.
Well, what about these dirty old gardening gloves?
For the gardening club, darling. They have raised beds, so I don't have to bend and hurt my knees. I'm going to grow my famous tomatoes.
Right. Well, can you tell me why you've packed this popcorn machine?
No, don't be silly, darling. That's for the cinema there.
Anisha Grange in Billericay will offer exceptional residential, nursing and dementia care from September. To view the show suite, call 658 529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive, and as I promised earlier, and I've been promising throughout my show, and yesterday I was promising it as well, I am joined in the studio now by Vicky Davis. And actually, hello Vicky.
Hi Gabby.
I must just let you speak so I can check that we can hear your microphone. Before we go any further, I'm just going to say on air, thank you so much for all of your help on the lighting up night with me and my stall. And you know, I'm really, really, Vicky really, really helped me, and not always. You helped me with my gazebo, so that was her physical work bit done. She helped me for quite some time and with putting up my decorations and whatnot. But then you stayed and you helped me because you were actually doing another job. And I'll tell you how you helped me that way. You just helped me by being there.
Oh, Gabby, it was a pleasure. I enjoyed it.
It was a really good day, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
And I had so much fun, but I don't think I would have had as much fun if you hadn't have been standing next to me. And I even danced in Crown Street, which I have already told my listeners. But then I think you even started having a little dance.
Yes, too. I did.
I know.
Yes.
Did you get people asking you if you were drunk?
No, I obviously didn't dance that well. But it was great fun, wasn't it?
I can't
wait for next year. It was the best lighting up I've ever seen in Brentwood.
But
fantastic.
Don't you think it just goes to show how and this has been in the news today as well, what with Mary Portis, but how markets are brilliant for towns.
I think it brings people together.
Yeah, it does.
It's sort of everybody from children upwards. There's something there for them, something interesting. So I think it really brings the town alive.
It proved it, didn't it?
Absolutely.
That event. If there was, if high streets were closed off to traffic, then it would probably increase footfall. But anyway, that's a different topic. But it has been discussed in the news today. So Vicky, you're here today, aren't you, to speak about first aid?
Yes, please. Yes,
that's fantastic. Now, how did you get into you run first aid training courses locally? How did you get into that?
Well, I was a theatre sister for many, many years at what was Harrogate Hospital. I trained as a nurse at the London Hospital many years ago, and spent, you know, many, many years working for the health service. But about 8 years ago, I felt that perhaps it was time to move on, and I had other involvements in the town which were taking up some of my time. So I felt that actually using my nursing skills in a different way would be to start to train first aid. And I've always enjoyed teaching, so I went off to uni and I did a adult education course, and subsequently I've formed a first aid training company with a friend and a business partner, and we just run local courses. We make them affordable because we're a small company, but we also make them fun. But yeah, it's such an important issue. It's such an important thing that people have knowledge, because it saves lives.
No one really no one appreciates first aid. Well, not no one, that's not true at all. A lot of people that I have met on first aid courses, they don't appreciate it, because I've obviously worked with people where you have to do it every year, and it's kind of like, oh, we've got to do this again, and they go through the motions.
That's right.
And they really don't appreciate the importance of it, because, you know, as soon as, the more you prepare for something, I think when something happens, and one day it will actually happen to you, that's the other thing, because one day you will find yourself needing your first aid skills. And when you're panicking, if you've done one course in your whole entire life, you just, it won't be in your mind enough for you to just bring that forth. Whereas the more times I think you've educated yourself on first aid, the more time, the more likely you are, when you're panicking in a panicky situation, you'll just remember it, because you will just have it in your head so well.
It clicks in.
Yeah.
It clicks in. I mean, it's a legal requirement. Anybody running a business that has five or more people must, by law, have somebody trained in first aid. But the interesting thing is, Gabby, where do you think most accidents actually happen?
At home.
They do. They happen at home. So when we're teaching people from different work areas, shops, offices, colleges, schools, I always say to them, sadly, you will actually more likely use these skills on somebody you know and love. But it is that issue, isn't it, of a very important issue, that when it's needed, you can actually do it. And it's always, it is frightening, but if you can achieve, and all the knowledge sort of kicks in, it's almost like an automatic reaction.
Yeah.
But think about things like choking. I mean, everybody chokes at some point in their life, but usually you can cough and you're fine. But if it doesn't move, you just need the basic knowledge to know what to do.
And yeah, and that can happen in any situation, and it's only by getting you could just be really, really tired eating, and you can actually find yourself, you know, you just slightly swallowed wrong, as in you've accidentally taken it down towards your lungs, actually,
and
it can happen to anyone, because I think everyone can think of an instance where they've swallowed down water the wrong way, and what happened, and water, okay, that's not too bad, but if that is a piece of food, it was only kind of potluck that you did that with water, and
that's,
you didn't do it with a piece of food,
that's,
and
right,
it can happen at any age as well.
That's right.
I can remember my cousin, it was a Christmas time, so listen out, because this is important. Lots of people are eating sweets at Christmas, and boiled sweets, and it was a Christmas time, and he did choke on a boiled sweet, but thankfully he was okay, and he was a teenager at the time. I think,
well, five good backslaps between the shoulder blades,
right,
firm backslaps, that should be enough. If not, you have to go on to what we call abdominal thrusts. And the only way, I always say when I'm teaching, if you remember Mrs. Doubtfire in the restaurant, when he actually performed abdominal thrusts on somebody sitting there, and the food goes right across the room, hopefully not always going to happen, but it can be such an easy procedure, but it will save a life. It's one of the basic things that people learn on a first aid course. But if somebody comes on a one-day course, they can learn how to treat somebody that's bleeding, somebody who's got a break to a bone. All very basic things, but they can make such a difference. Really, not just then, but how people recover and no further damage has been done to them. And obviously, in the most serious situation, actually how to resuscitate. And you hope you never have to do it, but it's good to know how to do it.
Yes, and I'd also like to, something has also crossed my mind when you were speaking about bleeding, the importance of knowing how to control a bleed, leading up to and then this thought just came into my head, leading up to the festive season, a lot of people they start drinking because they're off work all day, they start drinking earlier on in the day, and then you start mixing alcohol and cooking, and it's not really a good idea, as in it's not good to be a bit drunk while you're chopping things.
Oh my goodness, it does sound dangerous.
And to be, and but I know accidents that have happened,
right,
and it's because everyone's relaxed and it's just like, yeah, just have a good time, but you are still, you know, dealing with,
that's
quite
right,
dangerous things.
Well,
aren't
alcohol,
you,
well, yes,
trying to get,
increasing.
I'll tell you another one, burns. Now,
yes,
when you speak a bit about burns, because the amount,
yeah,
of people that burn themselves, you know, with all of this faffing
oven,
about with,
yeah,
with the roast turkey,
right,
or whatever they're having.
That's where we go back to being in the home, and most accidents, unfortunately, happening at home.
So what's the best thing for burning?
you need to put it into water, immerse the hand or the part of the body in water, tepid water for 10 minutes, a minimum of 10 minutes.
Tepid?
Well, not freezing cold, because we don't want to give people frostbite. What I mean is, so it's cold, cool water.
Okay.
And by keeping, say, because quite often it's a hand or an arm, isn't it, that gets burned, particularly in the kitchen. By immersing it in water for 10 minutes, it will stop the formation of the blisters. It stops, it obviously takes the burn out. And I've even known people go to casualty with their arms still in a bucket of water, because it's the only way they can tolerate it. That's the only treatment as first aid you do. If you can take the hand out of the water and they can tolerate it, then wrap it in cling film, because cling film sticks to food, but it doesn't stick to skin. But it will take the air out, and obviously a burn needs oxygen to hurt. If we take the air away, it takes some of the pain away.
Okay.
But as first aiders, we never start to put creams and potions onto it. That's for the next stage, if you're going to casualty or you're going to your doctors.
Okay.
Obviously, once they've prescribed, that's a different issue. But as first aiders, we use water and cooling.
Now, you may not be able to answer this question, Vicky, but I was just wondering, I presume research and studies have been carried out that show that putting cling film won't disrupt the healing process.
We're talking first aid.
Yes.
Once they've gone to medical attention,
yes,
obviously then that's different, because then that's removed.
And I presume, yes, that the medics can safely remove it without...
But it won't stick.
Risk.
That's the difference.
Right.
Never, ever, ever put a fluffy bandage or anything like that onto a burn.
Stick.
It sticks, and then it causes more damage, because as it sticks to the skin, it causes the skin to break down, and also it can lead to more infection.
Okay.
So, you know, that's... And also, if somebody burns, scalds a hand or an arm, get the watch or the jewellery off, because it generates heat. It holds the heat.
Yeah.
And it will cause greater burning.
Right. Oh, okay. And it might swell as well.
Oh, yes.
I just thought
absolutely
of that one.
That's the next thing.
Only because, yeah, I've known of people having to have their beloved rings
cut off
when they've gone into hospital for either an operation or an instance like that. Mm. I'm just going to have a look at some local events. I'll bring you a bit of music, and then we will be speaking to Vicky Davis again about many more things.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Now, something for your diaries. On Friday the 27th of January, Silent Echo, written and directed by Tobias Nichols, is a Purple Dreams Productions, and it's going to be taking place at the Brentwood Theatre. Silent Echo is a new thriller written especially for the Empty Stage Tour, tracking the relationships of four friends, two couples, over the course of a picnic, as they realise who their friends are and, more importantly, who they themselves are. It's £12 to go along, £10 for concessions. Call 01277 200305, or have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events, for more.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm gonna paint you by numbers and color you in. If things go right, we can frame it and put you on a wall. And it's so hard to say it, but I've been it before. Now I'll surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down. I think the braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to give me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
And that was Ed Sheeran, Lego House. I'm still joined in the studio, I'm pleased to say, I haven't scared her away, by Vicky Davis. We've spoken about what you need to do for burns and choking. Bleeds. Let's talk about bleeds a bit more.
Well, it's basic rules. Pressure and elevation is the main thing. It depends what type of blood vessel is damaged as to how heavily it bleeds. But the principle is always the same. You know, get pressure onto the wound, raise the wound, and watch your casualty, because they can go into a condition called shock very quickly, which happens when people lose blood and body fluids, and that can make them very unwell in itself. So you've got to monitor them. You may need to lay them down and raise their legs. But basically, the bleed, you want to stop the bleeding as quickly as you can. It's difficult to describe how you do it. You need to sort of demonstrate how you do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, a nice firm bandage and call for help.
Okay.
Call for help. If you feel that, you know, the person is deteriorating, never feel afraid. I was a first responder for 3 years, community first responder. So we'd go out in the community with the resus kit if the ambulance service couldn't get there in under 8 minutes. And believe me, the ambulance service never mind being called out if they know it's a genuine concern. The only time they mind is obviously if it's malicious. But any genuine concern, always call for help.
And you can save a life, can't you?
You can do,
with,
yes.
Basic first aid.
Absolutely.
It could be, you could be, even though the medics arrived on the scene later, if you hadn't have done that first aid before they arrived, the person, and I've heard of loads of cases where that has actually been the case, and the medics have said to people, if you hadn't have done whatever it was you did, they wouldn't still be.
That's
they
right.
Wouldn't still be.
A lot, I always say 90% of first aid is common sense. When people do training, we give them the extra 10%, and also we give them control of the situation. In a frightening situation, they are actually in control of it. And basically, you just automatically, it kicks in. But what you do can make an entire difference to the rest of somebody's life.
Okay. What you described, that it's important, there's something that people should look out for, a registration that a first aid trainer should be.
Yes, the government have a health and safety executive training for first aid, and that controls all business. So in other words, anybody could, they could be monitored. The local council could call in and ask to see their certificates of training and how many people they've got trained. And they would require them to have what they call an HSE, Health and Safety Executive, trained personnel. It might be they only need one person because it may be a low-risk area. If it's very high-risk, something that's dangerous that they're doing, factory, etc., they may need several people. Some people do a full three-day course, but that really is more where there are a lot of people. Most people these days tend to do the one-day course, which covers all the basics, as I've described to you before. And that certificate then is valid for 3 years in the workplace.
Okay.
So for 3 years, they're completely covered. And as long as they've got that certificate in the workplace, if anybody calls, or indeed if anything happened, because unfortunately we live in a culture of where people want to sue these days. So you always have to have, you know, the right qualifications, you have to have the right paperwork, and you have to make sure the people dealing with it know how to document what they've done. And then the employer is safe in that workplace.
Right, okay. Where do you run your courses from, Vicky?
Excuse me. Well, personally, A1 First Aid Training works at the Eagle restaurant in Kelvedon Hatch on most Mondays during the year. So it's a very nice place to be, because all our clients go out and have a nice lunch at lunchtime in the bar. So it's a very pleasant place to be. But we do go out and train four companies. So if somebody had six or more people that they wanted training at their place of work, we go to them. And we are very reasonably priced anyway, but we give them an even better deal than if we're actually going to them. And okay. We do most of our work like that. I'm in Southend 3 days next week for a college in Southend. I do a lot of work for their trainers, their tutors. And I go to Sussex, and I work for college in Sussex as well. So basically, we will go wherever, you know, people want us, and I'm glad to say we get a lot of, obviously, return clients. But because once they're certificated, it lasts 3 years, obviously, you know, it's like a rolling program, isn't it, of wanting clients, basically.
Yeah.
But we get people coming back after 3 years. I can't believe that 3 years has gone by and they're coming back for their refreshers.
I know, they're coming back. Do you try and make it interesting and, you know,
if they're not
fun,
laughing by coffee time, I think I'm going wrong.
Really? That's brilliant.
Well, it's a serious subject. It's a serious subject, but it's got to be fun, hasn't it?
Well, because otherwise it won't be remembered.
People only learn if they're enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's a lot of practical work where people put each other into the recovery position, where they do a bandage, they do resuscitation on Annie, my dummies. And I said people do, they as long as they're enjoying it at the same time, I feel like I'm enjoying it, and obviously other people that work for us or on our behalf, and that's the ethos of it. You know, it's a serious subject, but it's taught in a very sort of interactive and light-hearted way.
Brilliant. What are your contact details in case anyone's listening? And
well, the work contact is 01277 372 775.
Okay. Do you have an email?
I do. It's a1firstaid@btinternet.com, and we can also be found on the website www.a1firstaidtraining.com, which tells you a little bit more about myself and the other trainers, the kind of courses we do, because we also do children's courses, paediatric first aid.
Brilliant.
You know, for people working with children in nurseries, we do basic life support.
That's important. We've got quite a lot of nurseries that are local to Brentwood.
That's right. And they by law, obviously, require to have people trained as paediatric first aid. So we bring in the baby little mannequins and the children.
How many days long is the paediatric?
It's only 12 hours, so it's only 2 days. But knowing that for many people who work with children, it's difficult to go on specific days, say like Mondays would perhaps not be right for them, we're more than happy again to perhaps do 4 evenings instead of 2 days, or do a couple of Saturdays in a row to help them. That's the benefit of being a small company. We can be much more flexible in that way.
Yeah, you can choose your working hours.
Yes, and our customers can too, yeah, our clients
to
can.
To suit the client,
yes,
that's fantastic
right.
as well.
That's right.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I do believe, slightly off the subject, I do believe that you are connected to a visual impairment group locally. And I have actually had, as some of my listeners will know, I have had a visually impaired young person on my show. So can you just tell me a little bit about that in just a few minutes?
Thank you, Gabby. I know it's going completely off track of what we've been talking about.
No, but it's local, so it matters.
I'm very lucky to be the chairman of the Brentwood Visually Impaired Club, which meets at St George's Court every Tuesday morning throughout the year from 10 till 1. And what we do is we provide lunch, entertainment. We've had our Christmas party there this morning, and we've provided a big buffet for them and entertainment. But what we have to do, obviously, because people are either blind or visually impaired, we have to transport them to and from the club. And we are desperately looking for volunteer drivers who would be happy to just pick somebody up in the morning, bring them to the club at St George's Court, and then come back at 1 o'clock, at about 1:45 to collect, to take them back. Or indeed, if people wanted to become helpers in the club itself, we'd be delighted with that as well. But currently we have 20 members, but we would like to increase the numbers, but we can't because we're restricted by the number of drivers. We do pay a basic 30 pence a mile allowance to the people that do drive, but obviously it really is a very much volunteer-based occupation.
Yes.
And if anybody is interested, obviously the same contact details I've given out would work, or perhaps even contact you, and perhaps you could put them in touch with me.
Yes, contact me here at the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com, that's fine.
And indeed, if anybody knows of anybody with visual impairment who might like to come along and join our club, which is like a big family, we go out for lunches to restaurants and pubs during the year as well, I would be delighted to hear from them, because I and the helpers get as much out of it as our members. It's a lovely environment, and we'd love to have more people come along.
It's very, very fulfilling. Perhaps you are looking for something also to fill in a bit of time. Perhaps your hours at work have unfortunately decreased, or maybe you actually wanted that to happen secretly, or perhaps you've lost your job. Why not go and make yourself useful, and at the same time you'll feel like you're doing something, and you'll get something out of it as well. Thank you so much for coming in, Vicky.
Thank you, Gabby. It's been so kind of you. It's really been lovely to have the opportunity to talk to you here today.
Well, I hope you'll come in again. Hopefully, I'd like to hear more about this visually impaired group. So perhaps we can arrange something.
It would be a pleasure.
Thank you. Wonderful.
And happy Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Let's have a look at the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the M25 clockwise at the A282 QE2 bridge. Travel time, there's an extra 40 minutes. Congestion is almost back to 28 of the Brook Street roundabout. Slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout here in Brentwood. Ingrave Road is slow northbound around Wilson's Corner. Ongar Road is slow southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction. Also, the High Street in Brentwood is busy westbound at the B185 Kings Road Junction, and there's slow traffic on the High Street eastbound as well at the A128 Ongar Road Junction. If you're heading towards Chelmsford, you'll find slow traffic on the A130 southbound between the Boreham Interchange and Sainsbury's. Be aware that this may slow up sections of the A12 northbound as well. And Wash Road is closed between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. If you've got any news of the travel, please let us know by this way.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. Of shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul. Whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
Baby,
take these words and stick them in your head. Now roll them round until you can't forget what's said. Take this time to lie about everything, about who you are and who you've been. Don't let the world get in. It's happened to me. About commerciality over our continent out. I'm alike in a lot of ways. I'm alike in a lot of ways. I'm alike in a lot of ways. It's happened to me.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Now, if you're looking for something to go to this week one evening at 7:30 p.m. from tonight and also lasting right through till Friday evening, Little Women by Louisa May Alcott is going to be adapted for the stage by Connie Stevens. It's a Myriad Productions and it's taking place at the lovely Ingatestone Hall in Hall Lane, Ingatestone, set in New England during the American Civil War. This enchanting new stage adaptation follows the four girls through their struggles as adolescents to lumps as young women. It's £12 to go along. Pounds for concessions. Call 0847 2454 or have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events for more.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune in to the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the all unknown for you. If you like something a bit different though, then the Interesting Alternative Show will be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
They try to catch a falling star, thinking that she had gone.